The School-Based Assessment, SBA, is an important component of the Caribbean Examinations Council's external exams. As an internal activity, the SBA includes teachers' assessment of specified assignments from students. These assignments are set according to guidelines provided by CXC. Through the SBA, students are expected to show their understanding and development of particular skills and concepts as outlined by the subject's syllabus.
SBAs are expected to be developmental. They are aligned to the syllabus, and it is really to assist the students in developing those fundamental concepts for them to do well in the examination itself.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. Teachers must assess students' work and submit their marks to CXC. The student's final grade 4 subject incorporates the marks received as a result of this process. Students, therefore, have a critical role to play in their achievement, even before sitting the actual exam. But as the Education Ministry has found, many students have been irresponsible with this task.
Yo, Dave, you start the SBA yet?
Jano Star, I never want to talk about that right now.
Remember, say I just 3 weeks left for guillotine, you know.
Boy, the thing look away, you know, Star. I not find a book or nothing that can really help me, you know. But that's the thing, but if I take everything off of my website, I find the other day, you know. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you sure you want to do that?
Students, please remember that the deadline for final submission of your SBA is the 13th of next month. That is just 3 weeks away, and I hope you are all getting on quite well. I will not be accepting late submissions. In addition to that, I have a strict warning for some of you who are planning to do no work but to copy and paste from the internet or to have someone else do it for you. The Ministry of Education has implemented a program that can detect if the information you use is original or not. And if you are found guilty, you could be in big trouble. You could be asked to discontinue
the course. You hear that, D? No bother with that thing the way I tell me about it, you know?
Then a woman I got to star.
We had some issues last year with SBAs, with a few schools. This issue of plagiarism is a major issue. Students have suffered.
Like the student in the preceding illustration, many find nothing wrong with the wholesale use of content found on the internet without ascribing credit.
And arising from that, the Ministry of Education, in collaboration with the Overseas Examinations Commission and the National Education Inspectorate, came together to develop a system to quality assure school-based assessment in preparation for the students to sit. And so we first and foremost did a survey, and we found that there were several breaches, percentages of breaches in schools where SBAs were being submitted.
Dr. McLean says arising from the surveys, the ministry has developed a structure to address plagiarism and other common breaches associated with SBAs. The new guidelines for SBAs will focus on 6 main areas to include teacher preparation, communication, accountability, monitoring, and student preparation. Additionally, quality assurance officers trained to spot breaches in submissions will review the work of students before the end of the SBA period.
They would know automatically that there is a breach on the part of the student. The system will pick that up and the system will ensure that it is corrected and if there are sanctions.
As the Education Ministry seeks to better support students in their achievements, Dr. McLean has this advice for parents and teachers.
Provide that kind of guided support to your children, but do not actually do the physical work for them. And the teachers now must make sure that the guidance that they are providing will be such that they will understand that this is developmental. While we are preparing the students to get grades 1s and 2s, we are also preparing them for life. So the ethical practices are very important.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. With these new guidelines for school-based assessments, it is hoped that students will be more proactive in improving their educational outcomes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.